Chapter 11. The People Complain. The people were complaining in the ears of Yahweh. When Yahweh heard it, his anger was kindled, and Yahweh's fire burnt among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. The people cried to Moses, and Moses prayed to Yahweh, and the fire abated. The name of that place was called Taberah, because Yahweh's fire burnt among them. The mixed multitude that was among them lusted exceedingly, and the children of Israel also wept again, and said,
"Who will give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish, which we ate in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. There is nothing at all except this manna to look at."
The manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like the appearance of delium. The people went around, gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in mortars, and boiled it in pots, and made cakes of it. Its taste was like the taste of fresh oil. When the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it.
The Complaint of Moses.
Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, every man at the door of his tent. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled greatly, and Moses was displeased. Moses said to Yahweh,
"Why have you treated your servant so badly? Why haven't I found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I brought them forth, that you should tell me, 'Carry them in your bosom, as a nurse carries a nursing infant, to the land which you swore to their fathers?' Where could I get meat to give to all this people? For they weep to me, saying, 'Give us meat, that we may eat.' I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. If you treat me this way, please kill me right now, if I have found favor in your sight, and don't let me see my wretchedness."
70 elders to help Moses.
Yahweh said to Moses,
"Gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, that they may stand there with you. I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit which is on you, and will put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you not bear it yourself alone."
The people receive meat for a month.
"Say to the people, 'Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and you will eat flesh. For you have wept in the ears of Yahweh, saying, "Who will give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt." Therefore, Yahweh will give you flesh, and you will eat. You will not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but a whole month, until it come out at your nostrils, and it is loathsome to you, because that you have rejected Yahweh who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, 'Why did we come out of Egypt?'"
Moses' faith staggered.
Moses said, "The people among whom I am are 600,000 men on foot, and you have said, 'I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month.' Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to be sufficient for them? Shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to be sufficient for them?"
Yahweh said to Moses,
"Has Yahweh's hand grown short? Now you will see whether my word will happen to you or not."
Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh. And he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and set them around the tent. Yahweh came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And it happened that when the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did so no more. But two men remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested on them. And they were of those who were written, but had not gone out to the tent. And they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, and said, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his chosen men, answered, "My lord Moses, forbid them." Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all Yahweh's people were prophets, that Yahweh would put his spirit on them." Moses went into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. The quail and the plague. A wind from Yahweh went out and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, about a day's journey on this side, and a day's journey on the other side, around the camp, and about 2 cubits above the surface of the earth. The people rose up all that day, and all the night, and all the next day, and gathered the quails. He who gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves around the camp. While the flesh was yet between their teeth, before it was chewed, the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the people. And Yahweh struck the people with a very great plague. The name of that place was called Kibroth-Hattaavah, because there they buried the people who lusted. From Kibroth-Hattaavah, the people traveled to Hazeroth, and they stayed at Hazeroth.